want to welcome you all today, this week, a sermon brought to you by Jason Beck, the parable of the prodigal son. Wanted to thank you all today for being able to tune in and to listen to a message of God's word. And if you have your Bibles, please turn to Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. Today we're going to be talking about the parable of the prodigal son. Jesus spoke to people many times in parables, and kind of the reason why Jesus spoke in parables is where people were better able to understand the message that he was trying to get across to the masses. So today, it said the parable of the prodigal son. And he said, there was a man that had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into the fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? And I will rise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your servants. And am no longer worthy. Yeah. And he rose and came to his father. But while he was still long off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And when the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field. As he came and drove near to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. And his father came out and entreated him. But he answered his father, look, these many years I have served you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, he has devoured the property with prostitutes. You killed a fattened calf for him. And he said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and he was found. I have a question that I want to ask all of you, and I want you to think about it. How many of you can relate to the story, to the parable of the prodigal son? Have many of you maybe let's take an example. There was a young man, and the Lord called him into the ministry, you know, called him to serve him, and, you know, and to go out there and to witness and to share Christ with others. Well, soon the young man said, actually went the opposite direction, didn't listen. And just like the prodigal son, he sinned against God. He sinned, you know, he sinned and he didn't, he was in the flesh and just in sin and just living it up, you know, doing anything rebellious. It wasn't until sometime later, as this younger man is older, he realized, what have I done? I have squandered the call that God has asked me to do. You know, that I have, you know, not listened. But yet I'm here in sin and in sadness, in emptiness. So that man, younger man, decided, you know what? My life is better with the Father. My life is better with the Lord. So just like in the parable of the lost son, just like the man and the son in the parable, they were lost. They went astray. You know, they went to partake of the fruits of the flesh. Now, I want you to think of it this way. When Jesus died on the cross for each and every one of us and for you, when you are like the parable of the prodigal son and you go off in the left field and you start sinning and you start rebelling, all that stuff that you asked for forgiveness, that you put at the foot of the cross with Jesus, you basically just pick that all back up and this is mine, I'm not, and you've taken it all back. You slap the Lord in the face. So how many of you, I say again, can relate to being the prodigal son? I know I can. And I'm sure there's many of you like me that have went off another direction. When the Lord said, I want you to do this, and you chose to go out and not listen, and you chose to do what you wanted to do. Do you realize that your life wouldn't have taken so long to get you back to where God wanted you to originally be? It's like taking a scenic route, you know, versus like taking the straight and narrow path, taking the straight and narrow path to your calling, to what Jesus is asking you to do, what the Lord has called you to do, except you're like, oh no, I'm going to veer off and I'm going to take the scenic route around in my life, the much longer way to get to the call, to get to where, you know, Christ wants you to be in your life. I bet you never thought about it like that, you know, and it's good to be reminded of that, to say, you know what, how can I get back? If the prodigal son, the question I ask is, how can you get back to your calling? Well, that's pretty simple. That is coming back to your calling, coming back to Christ, repentance, you know, and coming back. And this time, and we're all human and we are all, you know, we all have the flesh that we have to deal with. But the point of this is to, when you come back to the Father, it's not to come back and, oh, Father, forgive me, and then pick that sin right back up and go back into the scenic route that you've been going on. when you come back, it's the, here you go, Lord, forgive me. Put all your sins, everything at the foot of the cross with Jesus and go down that narrow path to the call that Jesus has originally put on your life. So that is you today, and I am challenging. If I'm speaking to, if you feel like I'm speaking to you, or if that's you, or you know somebody, you know, I want you to make that decision today. Today that you are no longer going to be the prodigal son. You're not going to stay out in the wilderness. You're going to come home to the Father and finally say yes to Him and to live the life that He wants you to live. Because it's not about our will, it's about His will. What can you do for the Father, for the Lord that has called you to live above and beyond, to help other people, to love other people, to pray for others? Maybe He's called you into the ministry and you strayed another direction. Maybe He's called you to go witness to your neighbors. Maybe He's called you to go on a mission trip. Maybe He's called you to be a Sunday school teacher. Maybe He's called you to be a pastor or a youth pastor or an evangelist. Whatever He's called you to be, I want to challenge you today to say yes, to finally say yes, to come back as the prodigal son came back to the Father and say yes to what the Lord is asking you to do. I don't want to close without giving someone the opportunity to seek forgiveness from the Lord Jesus Christ and to accept the Lord into your life. You know, the best thing about the qualification about becoming a Christian, about securing your place and being able to be in heaven, is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and seeking His forgiveness and saying yes to the Lord, saying yes to the Father in heaven, saying yes to His calling, saying yes to His will in your life. So I want to go ahead and give everyone the opportunity. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and let's pray. Dear Lord, I ask You to come into my life. I ask You to come into my heart. I ask You to forgive me of my sins. And I ask You to instruct me all the days of my life and to teach me, to train me, and to show me and to lead me down the path that You want me to live, Lord. And I ask this all in Your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you've said that prayer today, and you meant it with all your heart, then you are a born-again Christian. And this is your life, a new life, where you turn away from your old life, and you turn to a new life. It's a new beginning. It's a new chapter in your life. Or maybe you prayed that prayer and you went all. You were the prodigal son. You went into a left field. But you just recommitted your life back to the Father. You've just come back home. I want to congratulate you on that decision. That whatever you made, I want to congratulate you. I want to encourage you to get in a good Bible-believing church, to get into the Word, to get accountability. I know the times are crazy right now, And you may not be able to physically go to the church, but there's a lot of churches that are streaming online that have support. You know, if you have any questions, you can come to me. You can leave comments. I can, you know, point you in the right direction to a lot of different ministries that you can, or churches that you can get connected with, plugged in. So thank you so much. And I wanted to wish you all a good week. And before we all go, I want to go ahead and pray for each and every one of you. So I ask that everyone please bow their heads again at this time. Dear Lord, I come to you asking you to please be with each and every person. This week, renew in them a new heart, a new purpose that you have for their life. Transform their lives, their hearts, their souls, to do better and bigger things for you, Lord. Keep everyone safe. I want to pray for everyone that they stay healthy. I want to pray for healing for anyone that is sick and afflicted right now. And I just pray that you surround your love around everybody, your strength, and your encouragement. I ask this all in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much, and you all have a wonderful day. And please share this this video and this sermon with others. Please like and please subscribe as well too. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in for a weekly sermon with Jason Beck. Please like, share, subscribe, and follow. And for more weekly sermons from Jason Beck and any motivational videos or any other topics or anything else that he talks about on the channel. And thank you so much for tuning in for today. And you all have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. Thank you.